Doja Cat, Say So, Hit 105.9, Getting Up with Mike and Gia, thanks to the Orange City Centre.
There's a lot of people saying when it comes to COVID-19, it's only a matter of time before we enter a full lockdown in Australia.
Yeah, because, I mean, we kind of are, like, creeping towards it.
Yeah, we're at level 3 when it comes to restrictions, and that's a slow process that they're trying to sort of get us used to the idea of locking down and sort of getting the economy ready as well, instead of just doing a really
big cut off.
Yeah. Exactly. But there is one of our neighbours that is in a full-blown lockdown. They've gone straight into it, and that is New Zealand.
Yeah, Jacinta Ardern has been really strong on this front.
Yeah, she has. And my really good friend, Alan, used to be my housemate, actually. Mm-hmm. He now lives in New Zealand. So we have put the call into him to tell us a little bit more about it. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. How are we?
Oh, look, we're doing
all right.
Yeah, probably better than you. We're still able to access things like, you know, takeaway from restaurants and things. Mm. What are actually still open in New Zealand right now?
You've got your, like, grocery stores. So over here they call it, like, Countdown and Pack and Save a New World. So your Coles and Woolworths equivalent.
Yeah.
Pharmacies, the doctor's surgeries by distance. So they will call you on, like, Zoom or, like, a conference call.
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to go into the doctor. And that's pretty much it. No Uber Eats. No takeaway.
Oh.
No gyms. It's so sad.
Yeah. Well, what is it like? I mean, how long have you been in lockdown for now?
I think we're coming up to a week pretty much right now. And it's somber, hey. Like, we're allowed to go out and exercise. As long as you stay within your, like, suburb, you can't go suburb to suburb because you could potentially risk spreading the COVID-19. But, you walk out. So I live in pretty much central Auckland. And at this time right now, like, the highways would be, like, jam-packed. Like, it's insane. Where if I were to go out to the highway now, it's empty. And the streets are empty. No one's driving. And you go to, like, Countdown. So you go to, like, the Woolworths. And, you've got to line up, but you've got to keep two meters apart. And the lines go out pretty much onto the street at times. And I'm just like, what is this? It feels like an apocalypse.
When you say that, you know, you want to go for a walk, you've got to stick within your suburbs, how is it being policed?
Well, police drive around and they will occasionally, like, stop and pull over and just check in with you. But over here, they've kind of opened up an anonymous hotline. So if you know of people breaking the rules, you can kind of report them online and the police will go and investigate it. So it was interesting. I was out on my little walk yesterday and there were 4 cop cars at someone's house and I kind of overheard it as I walked by, and they're like, yeah, someone's reported you going into other suburbs, blah blah blah, unnecessarily.
Wow.
So
well, how long, is there like an end date in mind for when this lockdown will end?
No, so a lot of people, it's a misconception. So Jacinda, when she announced alert level 4 where we're locked down, she said a minimum of 4 weeks, but people started counting down 4 weeks, where it's not the case. She could get to the end of the 4 weeks and go, okay, the disease hasn't been eradicated from New Zealand. We're going to extend it for another month, another 2 months. So I get the feeling, and having worked in media over here, we're kind of getting told mid-June. So
wow.
A lot of living from home, a lot of living with your flatmates. And yeah, it's interesting.
Well, there's some things there that sound a bit similar to what we're already really facing at the moment here in Australia. So, hey, you know, if we can get through this, I think if we have to move into full lockdown to avoid the spread of coronavirus, we'll all power through.
Yeah, we can do it and it's manageable. It's not the end of the world. It's just a temporary measure.
Inconvenience.
Yes,
really.
Exactly.
But the whole message is to stay home even now and do the right thing. So I think we all should be.
Absolutely, we should. Harry Styles, Adore You, will play next. Hit 105.9. Get up with Mike and Gia
on Hit 105.9. Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.